With that fleeting fancy passing, he begins his second stint at putting his life down in print. He transfers what's wildly written on paper onto his computer. All his earned, learned, and yearned years of life, rife with strife, come alive on his computer. Every morning he awakes with the next 10 or so pages in his mind written the night before. Writes like a man possessed, and he is. He's reliving every moment of his life through writ, bit by bit, and it's wild. Each experience is pushed through the keys on the keyboard. As it passes through him, it feels like it's happening now. Smells and scenes of days gone by are so lucid in his mind. He feels physical reactions when writing them down. His memory now is like a snowball rolling down a snow-covered hill, recanting every minute detail of his life. He uses coffee as a stimulant. It helps while writing every moment, memory, and feeling he has at every given point in his already lived life. He's amazed how the memory stores absolutely everything, including the 6 senses of every living moment of his life. Timothy in Greek means honoring God. He always envisions God as all-knowing and all-seeing, and here he is realizing that truth. His whole life, no matter how tried and tested it's been, has been seen. It's been recorded with every single detail, not just the experiences themselves, but every thought, every forethought and afterthought. All his words well from being. He records every notion and emotion that arises, every pain, every pleasure, everything that can be imagined. It's all there, stored in his mind, his heart, his soul. Every sense has some kind of receptor that stores all his life's energy. Every nuance and circumstance unfurls and swirls upon remembrance. It's like his brain retains the remains of whatever, whenever, however. He's sure somewhere deep in the recesses of his mind is passing through the birth canal is registered. The whole experience is magnificent, a beautiful possession. Surely artists must feel this when inspired. He is an artist. He's experienced what many in the field of creativity feel, just maybe a little bit more than most. He's so possessed, he presumes he's to be a proud Pulitzer Prize winner. For months, he's self-absorbed in the truest and purest way possible. Fueled by coffee, tobacco, and the momentum of what he's already written, he continues to vent until he's spent. He then transfers his entire existence electronically from his computer onto paper by way of his prehistoric printer. When he prints out all he's written, he's stupefied to see the storyline literally has a line drawn, as in dashed, if not gashed, through each word of each sentence of each page. More than 98,000 words of an abridged attempt at documenting his life is ruined. When he tries to read what's printed out, he suffers vertigo or something. It's hard to decipher or make out what's written with an unwanted line drawn through his life. It's as if it was done deliberately to cross it all out. Perhaps the universe has no plans at present for his life to be in print. It sure seems so.